Welcome to Grit, Grace, and Glitz. I'm your host, Erica Rothenberger, and I'm so excited for you to join me and my amazing guests every week as you learn how to get gritty, how to give yourself the grace that you deserve, and to celebrate all the glitz that comes to you along the way. Are you ready to unlock your potential? Let's do this.
So excited to be sitting down with my new friend Erica. We have matching hats. You can't see us if you're listening on the podcast, but this was hilarious. We both sat down with the same hat on, so that was kind of funny. But I'm really excited today because, for starters, I have just been impressed by your like virtual resume, quote unquote, like Facebook. When I'm stalking you on Instagram and Facebook, I was like, this girl is a baller. Like, you have accomplished so many things. I think everyone can learn from you. I don't care what industry they're in, whether it's, you know, direct sales and they're like trying to grow their business, or just learning how to leverage social media and juggle all the things. I think you have clearly mastered that. So I'm super excited for everyone to get to hear a little bit about your story and just get to meet you. So thank you so much, Erica, for hanging out with me for a little bit today.
Oh my goodness. Well, I am so excited to be here, Becky. And I want to thank you because you were first on our team call and just gave us so much value and so much goodness. And you just, I love that we just show up for each other, right? Like, as just women and just doing life in big, bad, bold ass ways. It's just absolutely amazing. And I will tell you, yes, just like we both have the same hat on. And again, I know the viewers or the listeners can't see it, but we both have, you know, a hat on with a big smiley face and a pink, like hot pink brim. And it really is. It's the way that, you know, we kind of show up to the world, like what you want to be. It's a sparkly, you know, smiley face with the bright pink, and just, you know, that's kind of how I like to show up in life, Becky. I'm a lot for a lot of people, but I like to, you know, juggle a lot of different things. And I really feel like for my zone of excellence is that's when I really start to vibrate at that highest level and, you know, wear a lot of different hats, you know, everything yeah. The mom had, you know, with two kids to the corporate hat where I'm a civil engineer with my MBA, I lead a big team, utility work. I have a hard hat, like I said, the steel toe boots, the vest, the safety glasses. And we, you know, I do that thing. However, I truly believe that in, especially today's age, is having multiple things, having things that really fulfill your soul in different ways. And that we don't have to just go down like our grandfathers did with one, you know, or grandmothers with one job for 40 years and then, you know, retire, that you can be doing a lot of different things. You can actually excel at different ones of them because they complement each other. And throughout that has always been woven my health and wellness business and networking marketing. I absolutely love this industry. I think it's one of the best industries out there to create just incredible opportunities for everyone that wants to get involved with it. It's not for everyone, but I will believe me, the people that do decide to uncover that stone and see really what's underneath it, it's absolutely remarkable. Probably one of the best business models I've ever seen in all of the adventures that I'm into. My husband and I have a real estate business on the side. We buy properties, we gut them, we rent them. I also have a podcast called Grit, Grace, and Glitz, where I just love interviewing people like you, Becky, bring on board and just really get to meet them and just give them a platform to share their stories, but also all my listeners to be able to be motivated by them. I'm an author of a book called You've Got This, Boss Mama. I just spoke on TEDx about, you know, something, an incident that had happened to me. And I love just being able to pour into other people. And in my spare time, I love reading and traveling. So, and wearing fuchsia pink.
As if you have spare time, right? Like, you're like, in my spare time. I'm like, oh, if you're listening to this, you're like, she has no spare time. But that's the beauty of this industry. I think in general, specifically, the majority of the people listening to this are in direct sales and network marketing. And they're probably, you know, hearing you describe all of these things that you've done. And I think, you know, the secret is to the most successful, it's like they never arrive. right? They're always like evolving and exploring and like trying to figure out, you know, what can I do to better myself, to better my family, to better my team, you know, to be a better leader. And I love that you have so many different endeavors that you're trying, because I think too, you know, a lot of people, it's like for myself, just very similar to you, it's like, I'm a teacher by trade, you know, and I like got my master's degree and all this stuff. And it's like, you feel like you, like, this is what you're supposed to do, right? And I'm so grateful that we are like, you know, times have changed, right? Like, it's like, no longer do you have to do the blue collar, like J-O-B, you know, consistently for the rest of your life. Now you can, right? And there's nothing wrong with it. Like, I still need my hairdresser to cut my hair. Like, you know, I'm like, we still need those people. But I think there's so much power in what you're sharing, and that you can do more than one thing. And in fact, it's probably, especially in today's world, wise to do that. So I would love for people to hear a little bit about, well, first of all, like, you've kind of shared some of your story and kind of like your background and things that you and your husband and family are involved in. But I would love to know, like, why did you decide to join the direct sales network marketing industry, and kind of talk a little bit about what has transpired since you have joined it?
I love that question, because I think most of us would all start the answer to that question, why we joined network marketing. Most of us would say we never, ever thought we were going to get involved with it, right? It was one of those things that it wasn't for us. It was for everyone else that needed it or thought it was a cool thing to be involved with. And then when I really started to take a look at it and look at what the business actually surrounded itself with, these high vibrating people who were from all sorts of walks of life, lawyers, doctors, estheticians, like just business owners, diversifying of income, like so many people that have decided to evolve from network marketing because they started here. They learned such a beautiful skill set. Then you surround yourself with products that you absolutely love. So you get to choose what company you get to partner with and share their products, just like you would share a good movie, a plumber, a good book, whatever it may be. But lastly, also looking at a different way to diversify income. And I had never seen such a business model that had such collaboration versus competition. Being in corporate America, I felt like everyone was always, when's the next promotion coming up? Knowing you couldn't out-earn a certain spectrum in corporate marketing or in corporate, the corporate world. And in network marketing, you can out-earn someone that brings you in. You can have the ability to, like, not, if you have the ability to not show up for 6 months, and if you don't do anything, it's not like someone's going to, like, you're going to lose your job or you're going to get kicked out. You may not get paid, but the beautiful part about it is that I know in this industry, you can, through ebbs and flows in life, because we all have them, right? Where if you didn't just show up for your actual J-O-B for 6 months, it wasn't like, oh, we saved your desk here and don't worry, like, we have a snack on your, you know, your seat for you. So I just feel like those three things, you know, the people and personal growth, when you fall in love with a product, why would you not share it? And then obviously the passion that leads to fuel your passions. Let's face it, you have to make a profit. Like, we have to be able to produce a phenomenal source of income. And when you can really earn leveraged income versus passive income, you really see what a beautiful business model this is.
Yes. Oh, I love that. I love it. Thank you for sharing that. So I'd love to know, since joining your company, like, and you can share a little bit about why you chose your company, but also just like, what have you accomplished, or what are some things, like milestones, like things that happened that you're really proud of?
Oh, love that question. So, you know, why? So I will say, this is my second run in network marketing. So I was with another company for 18 months prior to this one. And some people start in a college and they realize it's not the college they're supposed to go to. You start with a job and you think, okay, I went to accounting school, I'm supposed to be an accountant. And then all of a sudden you realize, hey, I should have been a teacher, or I should have been a nurse, or something. And what I recognized is the vehicle that I was in, I learned so much, and the first 18 months were great. But what I recognized is it wasn't the vehicle I was supposed to stay in. And it really, for a couple of reasons. One, it really wasn't aligned. I jump out of bed for health and wellness. I get up at 3:45. So one of the first things is workout in the day. You know, by 5 o'clock, I'm at the gym because that's what motivates me. That's my adrenaline. That's where I get my excitement in the morning and when I have my most energy. So when I aligned myself with Isagenics and health and wellness, I knew that I could help other people with the gift of health. And to me, the gift of health is the foundation to everything we do in life. And without our energy, our vitality, our mental health, our physical health. And again, this is not about a weight loss. It's not about being on the cover of a magazine. It's more so showing up as our best self and really the longevity, right? Like, I don't want to be 80 and alive, but not be able to like play with my grandkids or be able to travel. Like, I want to have the longest life that I can and do everything that I can now proactively as we start to grace agefully.
Yeah.
I just think that's really important. And so I just recognized that, hey, listen, this model was incredible. This company was incredible. I decided to make the switch over to something that I felt more passionate about. And quite frankly, every model is set up differently. And I just recognized I needed different leadership. And when I joined this health and wellness company, I recognized that I was joining like the cream of the crop as far as leadership and opportunities, and was able to, you know, some of the accomplishments, you know, within the first 9 months, I had made over 6 figures when I started with them, which was pretty incredible. I've now been for 5 years and I've earned over $1 million with the company, and have earned, you know, trips all over the world. And one of my proudest accomplishments is that I've been able to speak on stages and really help motivate a lot of other people, been asked to speak and talk to them. But I would say that the single most greatest accomplishment is what I see my kids see in it. And I'll give you a real quick story. My son, he's 9, about a year and a half ago, came to us and said, "Mom and Dad, I really want to start a business." Now he sees us doing a lot of different business ventures. And we said, "Well, what are you passionate about?" Like, that was my first question to him. Not, "Hey, what can we make the most money? What are you passionate about?" He's always been passionate about sports. He wanted to be an NFL top player. I told him, "Hey, listen, that you can save that for one day, but right now we can't, that's not how we can do this business yet. Right. You're not only 8. And started a company called Hole in One. We live on a golf course. All winter long, he goes out, he collects the golf balls that the golfers lose, brings them back to my laundry room, cleans them all, sorts them by price. And then we're on hole one. He goes out every morning, barely doesn't brush his teeth. So hopefully he doesn't get too many customers. In his pajama pants, and he sells them. Last summer, he made $1,500 and donated $500 to charity, and invested every dollar, because I told him every dollar he invested, I would match him like a 401k. Yeah. So we're getting a small MBA here in the Rothenberger household. But when you see your kids reflect things that you're doing, it really, I don't know if he'll ever admit it was because of some of the things he's watched us do, but what I will say is it really touched my heart in a whole different way.
Oh, I love that. Oh my gosh. I love that so much. Yeah. Cause I'm always telling people, and myself included, right? It's like, it's not enough for you to say to your kids, you know, you can be anything you want and like do anything if we're not embodying that, because we're like setting the standard for what they see as possible, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I love that story. I mean, it literally is the perfect example. I love that you're like, I don't know if he'll admit it, maybe now when he's young, but older, maybe he'll appreciate the journey that his parents have exemplified for him.
And so, I know he does. I know, like, you know, he'll say things indirectly. He's 9 now. And just the things that start to come out of his mouth or the way that he'll speak.
Yeah.
We'll sometimes go out there and make a dollar. And there's other times, like this weekend, he went out, he made $65. And it's just like you, what 9-year-olds out, you know, can go make $65 in an hour. I go, you know, sometimes my billable rate's not even that.
Right. Seriously. I mean, that's impressive. That's the goal, right? As parents, is we want to set our kids up to be further along than where we started. So it sounds like you're doing that. I love
that. But also to create work ethic, right? Like, as we start to create residual streams of income and all the sort of stuff, it's not just giving it to them. It's showing them to work for their dollar, to work that hard work. That's when it really becomes, you know, all encompassing, and when you can create a legacy that way.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Yes. Well, let's jump in. I asked you to share today a little bit about what did you feel like were kind of the 4 most I guess, what's the way I'm trying to describe this? Like, what are the things that you believe are necessary in order for someone to reach the top, right? Like, if you were to give your best tips of, you know, having success in this industry and really just in life, right? Like, what are the things that are required for someone who, you know, is looking to build a business? Maybe they're looking at you, they've heard you speak on stage, or they're just hearing you share, you know, what you've been able to accomplish and saying, I want that, you know, I desire those things. And what is the commitment? You know, what are the things that they really need to do in order to achieve, you know, some of these things, their own goals, whatever it is, right?
I love, love, love this question. When you asked me this, I was like, the answer is, I think within like 30 seconds, I got back to you. I'm like, no, because I know. And again, these things can ebb and flow a little bit, but I would say it really comes down to four letters, CPSS. And I'll walk you through that. C is consistency. Every day showing up. Every day, you wouldn't think, well, hopefully, maybe my son would every once in a while, not brushing your teeth, right? Like, you need to do it every day. Like, you can't expect to go to the dentist in 6 months and be like, hey, listen, I only brushed my teeth on Tuesday and Thursday, right? Like, you've got to be working this business every day, some way, some shape, some form. And when you start to do something every day, it just becomes a habit. It doesn't feel like work. It doesn't feel like a stress. It doesn't feel like it's intruding in your family's life. When you've built it into your DMO or your day-to-day function, it really just starts to happen. So being consistent with what you're doing and really consistency with the work that works. And I always say with your income producing activities, not scrolling Facebook, not spending an hour to do a post and be like, oh, I worked my business today. Really, really focusing on consistency of generating new opportunities, new conversations. And that's going to actually create growth for you and your team. The second one is the P. And I always say progress versus perfection. Coming from an ex-perfectionist, an Aries, a firstborn, that's who I am. And it still comes out every once in a while is saying, listen, it's good enough, right? Mm-hmm. Like I always say, listen, we could try to make the perfect post, but when's it perfect? Everyone's going to read it differently. So it's never going to be perfect, right? So do it good enough. But remember that like making that progress is way more important than reaching what you would consider or define as perfection because it doesn't exist. So stop trying to find to be that perfect person and or do not think that someone else that you watch on social media that you admire, use them to motivate you and not to deflate you because they're not perfect either. Their hot mess expresses behind the scenes. Maybe they're not showing it. And that's the other thing is show that in your stories. Be real, right? Like I love showing my loops and my blubber. Someone said the other day, how long do you, you know, prepare for you to do your reels? I said, I don't. I just get on there and start talking. And if the dog barks or the kid, you know, I don't know, like screams, like it doesn't matter. This is life. And then the third letter, the next S is scared is a good sign. When you start to feel scared, you start to feel like you're like pushing your limits a little bit. You start to get that little bit of queasiness in your belly. It means you are pushing your limits to where they need to go because progress doesn't happen unless you're pushing those limits every once in a while and you can't get in that comfort zone. Because if you stay in that comfort zone for too long, you're never going to see your business grow and you're going to wake up 6 months from now and be like, oh, I didn't see any growth. Ask yourself, did I feel scared? Did I push my limits? Did I decide to go live? Did I reach out to that person that was on my chicken list? Did I talk to that woman in the grocery store who was standing behind me who would have been maybe a great partner or could have, I could have opened this opportunity to her? And if you're not doing that, question yourself, ask yourself, how can I start to work in that scared feeling every once in a while and look at it that it's, and when you feel that way, like reward yourself for feeling that way and that you acted upon. And the last one is stay true north to you. Stop playing again, put your blinders on, stop playing the comparison game. Well, she got there faster. He got there, you know, overnight. She does reels better. I'll never look like her. I'll never sound like her. Good. You don't want to be her. I always say, God forbid there were two Ericas in this world. Just like that would be a scary world, right? Be you and be true to you. People feel that energy. And when you're trying to be robotic or you're trying to be like someone else that you admire on social media too much, you can like follow them and you can get ideas from them, but show your trueness when it comes out. And I promise you, the rest will follow. So again, consistency is key. Progress first for perfection. Scared is a good sign. And lastly, stay true north to yourself. Keep those blinders on. CPSS. Oh, yes.
So, so good. Thank you for sharing that, because I think, you know, sometimes people feel like the most successful people have this like magic formula, you know, they're like, there must be a secret, you know, it's like there. I remember even thinking that, right? Like when I first got into the industry, I was like, what is the thing? You know, what is the thing? And then it's like, you do the thing and you're like, oh, I just had to keep showing up. I just had to do it scared. I just had to figure out, you know, take messy action. And that's when the magic happens, right? It's not any like one decision or any one thing. It's just that consistency. And I loved the last one, stay true north to you, because I think sometimes people do get caught up in, you know, either chasing like the shiny thing or looking over here and saying, oh, they're working their business this way, and that's how I have to work it or what I have to do. When we will see the most success in life, when we focus on our passions, our goals, and chasing after, you know, what we desire and how we want to make an impact, right? And I just love that you shared that. I think that's such a good reminder for people.
I see so many people trying, like sometimes to like go west or go north or go, you know, or go south, and like, no, just stay. If you keep going back to what feels most like authentic to you, like everything else will follow.
Yes. Oh my goodness. I totally agree. So I wanted to ask you a couple of like rapid fire questions.
Okay.
So one that I thought of that I think, especially in today's world, everyone is looking for that side hustle, or maybe they're thinking, I need to relaunch my business. If maybe things are a little stagnant right now and they're wanting to just kind of get back into the groove of things, or maybe they are changing companies like you or whatever, right? Wherever they are, I think a lot of people are wondering, right? Like, if you were starting over based on 2023, like based on today's world and social climate, what would you do first?
Oh, man, that is such a good question, because let's face it, if we could start over 2020, like hindsight, right? You know, I really reversed my list. It's like when you go and look for people, find the people that if someone said, hey, listen, you get to take a cruise around the world and you get to bring the 10 most influential, fun, driven, motivating people with you. Go there first, start there first, because it's so much fun rowing in the direction when a lot of people want to row together. I always say, listen, I don't want to make 100 cups of coffee a day. I want 10 fun baristas to all make 10 cups of coffee. It's going to be so much more fun, so much more rewarding. And those are the people that ultimately I want aligned with me, because the five people we surround ourselves with the most is where our energy ends up going, right? We've all been in those rooms when we've been around people with their energies like, it really sucks you. And then you feel like you can't even be yourself. Then you're around people who are just high vibing and you're like, this is how I want to show up. And your energy, you're like, wow, I kind of seem like a snail compared to them. I need to pick up my gusto here. So I always say, listen, when you're starting this business, really start with, you know, if you're starting over, like say, listen, who is that magic dream team? And they may not all say yes, but go to them first and say, hey, listen, I'm starting a new business. I'm starting over. I'm redesigning. I'm Erica 2.0, Becky 3.0. I'm, you know, and you're on my dream list, and tell them why. To me, that's really like the best way, because it just makes the rest of the business so much more fun, right? It's we don't, you know, one of my leaders always says, we don't want to do CPR at the morgue. And like, we just like, it's really hard to like push bad energy. You can only, like, you can't inflate a balloon that has a pinhole in it. You're just going to keep blowing and wasting your energy.
That's exactly right. And I love that you shared that, because that is literally what we teach in our program as coaches, is, you know, thinking about who are the people that if you earn the incentive trip, right? Just like, who do you want to travel with? Who do you want to hang out? Want to do life with? Who motivates you, inspires you, and wants you to be a better leader, or to show up and dream big, versus the person who is like, that's stupid, you know, or like, would it be, you know, if you have to convince someone to work the business, you're going to be convincing them the whole time. You're going to be like a tugboat, right? You don't want to be on me using all your energy to drag people around. I always used to tell people when I was my leader specifically that I was like, your goal needs to be like, you want to be like a jet ski, and like all your team of people are on their own jet ski and they're just flying with you and you're having fun together versus like just using all your energy to pull people along. You want people chasing after you, right?
Yeah, because it'll be so draining.
I love that. That was a great tip. So I'd also love for you to share, because I think, you know, those who are successful like you are always doing personal development, professional development, and they have almost this like ongoing list of like books and podcasts and things that are their kind of go-to when they're looking for inspiration. So if someone's listening to this today and they are so excited, of course, I want to encourage them to go check out your podcast. And we'll link it in the show notes. But aside from our two podcasts, right? Like, what would you say if someone is looking to be inspired, like yourself? Like, where do you go? Do you have a favorite book that you've been picking up recently, or a podcast, a YouTuber? I'd love to hear it.
Yeah. So before I get to the books or the podcast, I always say, listen, always start your day with gratitude, right? Like before you can listen to anything and before you can really suck it in and take it in and really manifest it, you have to be grateful for what you already have. Because if you're trying to look for more and you're not already grateful for what you already have, it's really hard to hear those words and move on. And then the second part, before I even listen to a podcast or do any book or any journaling, is really then the things like that, you know, that I want to attract, right? What do you want to be a magnet for? Like specifically, who are you looking for and who are you trying to like bring into your life, right? Like I'm looking for motivated mamas who, you know, want to bring good energy to me. I'm looking for dynamic, driven and passionate women to uplift my spirit today. I'm looking for, you know, people that, you know, just are coachable and, you know, hungry and, you know, what are those people? And then to me, you can just open your brain and your eyes to like so many things. So I start off with 4 books every morning. I keep them right down in my kitchen. And every morning I look at them and they literally maybe take me 5 minutes to go through. 2 of them are more spiritual, you know, books. And then 2 of them are more just inspirational books. And I read them every single morning. And the way I hold myself accountable is I post them in my stories every morning. And the reason I do that is because then it holds me accountable. And I will tell you, when I don't post them, I actually get viewers who say, you didn't post, because they depend on them. So I'm like, listen, I'm not just depending on them, they're depending on them. And really try to remember, like, find something. It doesn't have to be 4. To me, that's what works for me, right? Find, maybe it's 1 book. Maybe it's, you know, I don't know what it is, but find your thing that you can make, again, going back to that consistency every single day. And then I have a couple podcasts that I listen to throughout the day. Or I shouldn't say throughout the day, that I always have on my phone. And I will tell you, I've started to do more lifting lately. And I really listen to a podcast as I lift, because I'm like, listen, you know, you're focused, you're determined, you're like in that good mindset. And to me, I get to bang out 2 things with 1, like I'm really concentrated on my lift, but it really makes me focus on this mindset. And I swear, I think it's actually helped me lift. So like this morning I listened to Crafted Entrepreneur, which I listen to a lot. Her name's Kyla Craft. Really love her. Now this story is so cool, Becky. This was literally at 5 o'clock this morning, was listening to this. And I wasn't even going to listen to a podcast this morning. I had a heavy leg lift. I'm like, I'll put one on. She was the first one that popped up. I'm like, oh, she has a new episode today, July 3rd. Played her today, right? She had a guest on her show, Amberly Lago, today that I listened to, that had been a horrible motorcycle accident. Long story short, like had all these bills to pay. She was the breadwinner. She like never had a college degree. She didn't even own a computer at the time. She now is like this amazing speaker, has her own podcast, has 217,000 followers on Instagram. So you know what I did? I was so motivated. The podcast was 58 minutes. Normally you cannot hold my attention that long. So my lift was only like 45. Stayed on even as I'm getting the kids ready for, you know, for camp and stuff. Ended up leaving this woman, Amberly, a message telling her how much she motivated me this morning, thanking her for starting my Monday morning, thinking that I would either get her a canned response or she wouldn't respond because she's probably a super busy woman with 217,000 followers.
Right.
Left her my number. She texted me. We got on the phone today for 45 minutes. She delivered so much value to me. She goes, wow. I don't call anyone that reaches out to me. She goes, I just felt a calling to call you. And it was the most lovely conversation. So what I'm reminding you is not that that's going to happen on every podcast, but make sure when you listen to podcasts or someone gives you value, let them know how much you appreciate it. Because you never know where it may come full circle. I tagged them in my stories this morning, both Kayla and her, and they both were so appreciative because they're like, communities aren't doing that enough. So do that for Becky. Help Becky's podcast. Like after you listen to this one, like just be that person. You never know where those relationships and where that connection could lead you.
Oh my gosh. That is such a beautiful story. And really cool, right? I mean, I've done that a couple times where the person would like, you know, sent me a video back or a voice memo. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, and you get excited, but it's like, you would have never had that connection had you not reached out. So I think that's a really powerful reminder, but also goes to show, right, that there are so many people's stories out there that we have yet to uncover or to hear. And I just want to encourage anyone who is listening to this to like, first of all, share this with a friend, you know, share this episode with a friend, tag us in your stories, or send us a message, you know, what was like something that was inspiring or motivating that you heard, but also think about, you know, when she mentioned a little while ago, your chicken list, you know, think about those people that you are like, man, the sky would be the limit if I was building with so-and-so, right? Everyone has that person that they're like, man, if I could, you know, bring this person onto my team or network with this person or hear from them or work with them or partner with them or collaborate, whatever it is, you know, I would encourage you to reach out to them because the answer will always be no if you don't connect. You know, if you don't ask, the answer is always no. So Erica, thank you so much for joining us today. And I just appreciate getting to spend some time with you, connecting with you. I want to watch your training, the TEDx talk. I was like, man, it's funny how when I saw that post, I was like, oh, I want to do that. Like, I was like, how do you do that? You know, and I literally Googled it. It's just funny the things that you expand, you know, as you meet people who have other experiences, right? Yep. And so just
and
even
I
that,
if it wasn't for network, if it wasn't for network marketing, you and I wouldn't be on this podcast together. Like, and it's not that we're calling each other to be like, hey, grow my business. It's
right.
You're next leveling so many other levels of your life. I've never been in a business where there's so much personal development that's free.
Yes, exactly. Oh my gosh, I know. Oh my gosh, it's insane. Well, I've had it's been a joy hanging out with you for a little bit. And hopefully, who knows, someday we might actually meet in person and get to hang out. I feel like we would have a good time.
Yeah. They'd have to keep the reins on us. Speaking of energy.
Yes, seriously. But yeah, so again, thank you so much. I think, you know, if I was listening to this, the first thing I would want to do is send you a message because your energy is contagious. And I feel like you clearly are helping millions of, you know, women, specifically moms, you know, really learn to diversify their income. And I just appreciate you spending some time with me today because I do believe what you put out is what you get back. And obviously you are the perfect example of that. So thank you again. And I guess any last words before we go?
No, I will just say thank you. I feel so blessed. Continue to make those connections. Be that light. Be that light for yourself. Be that light for your children. Be that light for your legacy. But be that self for so many other people who are watching you, whose flames are so dark right now, that need you to show up in such a big, bad, beautiful way with your pink visor hat on and your smiley face and just go after it and just be authentically you. So Becky, thank you so much for having me today.
Awesome. Thanks again.
I hope you learned a lot from today's episode and I cannot wait for you to catch our next episode. I'll see you back here next time on an all new episode of Grit, Grace, and Glitz.